Shirin Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shutfin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'zeo b'china shutfis, shemishtatfim shneyem yachad be'ezem asumatno parnosa, based on the introduction that we had from the Torah Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand the concept of a partnership where people join together in order to do some kind of a business or in order to earn a living. Because the Gemara says that sometimes the good fortune of two people is better than one. Pooling their mazel together will bring better results for both. Because of the fact that conducting business is a major war, it's a major battle. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 280 in Likutei Moran, al pasuk ki seitzei la melchama, regarding the pasuk that says when you will go out to war, oz melchama. And Rabbeinu Zal says that this is associated with earning a living, parnasa, because it says, smach zvulun b'tzeisecha, that zvulun, who were the ones who conducted business, it uses the term tzeisecha by them, like seitzei. Kitzrichinoz melchama gedoilo lilchoim imbechinat samati oizanal, because it requires a major war to do battle using that powerful stick that we mentioned earlier, lehoitzi hachayil v'ho ashirus meim ki aklipois, to rescue and extract the wealth and the power from the depths of the klipois that it's fallen into. V'alkein, and therefore, machmashamasu matan hu bechinas melchama gedoila, because of the fact that conducting business is a major war, Alkein al pi roiv kol hamasumatn v'hamalochis hagdoilim einam nas ma'idei adam echod. It's for this reason that majority of business transactions and major work projects cannot be accomplished by one person, kim al yidei shutvus v'ischabrus kam anoshim shem ischabrim yachad, but rather it requires a partnership, it requires people joining together, pooling their resources and their abilities, joining. Because we need a number of people to join together to win this war. In order to remove, to extract from the Sitra Achra all the holy sparks that are found there by the through the business that we're conducting. Because if a person does not succeed in this, if a person goes into business and they attempt to do this work of extracting the holy sparks and they're not successful, then sometimes the person falls into taivas momoin by getting involved in business. First, they start off thinking that they'll do business a few hours a day, and then it sucks them in more hours, and they have success, and they want more success. They don't know how to stop. It becomes excessive. Vazai hasitrachro boilas oid nitzoytzos hakdoshim beyoyser chas v'shon. And when that happens, when a person who's conducting business is not doing it properly, then the sitrachra ends up swallowing more holy sparks, much more. Alkein, therefore, toivim hashnayim eno echot. Therefore, we have a pasuk in Koheles, chapter 4, which says, two are better than one. She'imi yipoilu ho echot yokum es chaveroi. Because if they'll experience any kind of a fall, one will help the other one get up. Kama shepirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh points out over there, that pasuk is also referring to people conducting business. Shetoivim ashnayim, that they're also two are better than one, not just in ruchnius. Hainu kanal. This is very easy to understand based on the explanation we just gave. paragraph Dalid. The Iker Shoirish Hashutfus Digdusho Nimshach Mishutfus Yisachar Uzvulun. And the whole concept of a holy partnership in business originates from the original partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun, She'osu Shneim Shutfus Digdusha, whereby they joined together in a holy partnership, She'echod Yasrik Batoira, whereby one of them, Yisachar, would be involved purely in the study of Torah, Vasheni Yasrik B'masumatin, and the other one, Zvulun, would be involved in business, V'yefarnei Sesochiv, and he would support his brother Yisachar. V'ze Iker Hashutfus Tikdusha. And this is the real example of a holy partnership. Kize Iker Tikkun HaMasumatan. Because this is the real perfection of doing business. Kishe Zoichin Lasik B'Masumatan Lahachzik Es HaTalmud Chacham Ho'isik B'Toyro V'Avoido B'Emes. When a person is involved in doing business, in order to be able to support a Talmud Chacham who is studying Torah and serving Hashem really, really properly, lefarnasoi, to support that Talmud Chacham, v'litein l'torchpiv kol hitztarchusoi, and to provide for him everything he needs, to make it available to him easily so that he can devote himself completely to the study of Torah without having to think at all about money or about financial obligations. Ki oz bevada yizke lenatzeach samulchama ligmor amasumatim begdusha vegedoyla. Because when you have that kind of partnership, then the one who's going out to do business will definitely succeed in winning the war and completing the masumatim with great holiness. And he'll accomplish major spiritual accomplishments just in the business itself, in elevating holy sparks. Because by doing business this way, in a partnership with a true Talmud Chacham, the one who's going out to do business will definitely succeed in rescuing all the holy sparks through his business. Kibisha samasumatan sorech lishtame shimamati oizanal shiat fila shabal koyachanal. Because while the person is involved in business, he must use that powerful stick, which is the tfila of the bal koyach that we discussed in the beginning of this halacha, the tfila bebechinas din. The ikar koyach ugvuro shel hamati oizanal. And the main strength and power of that stick, of that tefillah bebechinas din, is dependent on the true Talmud Chacham who is involved in Torah and tefillah properly. Through that, the one who's going out to do business will receive the power and strength that he needs to extract the holy sparks while he's doing business using that powerful stick. Bibichinas. Now Rav Nosson Zal analyzes a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal touches on the first part of the pasuk. Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring in the last word of the pasuk and show what that teaches us. Bibichinas matei uzcha Yishlach Hashem Mitzion. Your powerful stick, Hashem will send forth from Tzion. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Mitzi, that this pasuk is quoted over there in chapter 8 in Likut Imran to teach us the concept of the powerful stick. But Rav Nosson Zal focuses on the Mitzion, that where does the powerful stick come from? Mitzion Daika. The word tzion represents the true Talmid Chachamim, those who are really learning properly. As we find, there's a pasuk that says, Oyev Hashem Share Tzion. Hashem loves the gates of Tzion. Vedorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, Sheorim Hametsuyonim Bahalocha. This refers to those Talmidei Chachamim who are involved in the study of Halacha, which is the most important part of the revealed portion of the Torah. As Rashi over there explains that pasuk, Rashi says, "Bischus meisim toivim hametsuyonim beyodcha," that in the merit of the good deeds, which are found in your hands, which are marked in your hands, that's the shorim mitsuyonim. Nimtza, so Rav Nosson Zal says, we see therefore that mi sharoitzel ases masumatn begedusha, that a Jew who wants to conduct business properly with holiness, tzorech lasa shutfis im Talmud Chacham, has to make a partnership with a Talmud Chacham, dehainu lahachzik oisei, meaning to accept upon himself to support the Talmud Chacham. Vaideze yekabel koya prinas matayois, and that's where he'll receive that power, that stick, that powerful stick, lenatzeach hamelchama, to win the war of business, meaning levarer kol hanitzoitzes shebemasumatn, to succeed in extracting and purifying all the holy sparks that are found in the business he's conducting, v'loyeh nishar shakua sham chashom, and so that the person will not be swallowed up by the business. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, when it came to the Jews leaving Egypt, nischabru yachad Moshe v'Aharon lilchoy memasit rachra al yedei matei oizanal, there were two people who joined together to use the stick with which to be able to do battle against the Egyptians. Ki roiv hamoifsim oso Aharon b'matei oizanal, because the majority of the plagues with which the Egyptians were struck was performed by Aaron HaKoyen. Aaron HaKoyen did it using the stick. As we find that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, "V'hashlech lifnei Faroi, throw the stick before Paroi, yehi lesanin, and it'll turn into a snake." Shehu b'chinas hamelchama b'matei oizanal. This refers to that battle, that war that's being waged using that powerful stick. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh ho'inyin oso Aharon b'mateyu. And Aaron HaKoyen was the one who waged the war using his stick. As it says, v'yashleich Aharon es matehu. Aharon HaKoyen threw his stick. However, v'hakol b'koychoi shel Moshe. However, the whole effectiveness of Aaron HaKoyen and the stick was through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'meshe Kosov, as it says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen will speak to Paroi, and Ato Tihi Eloi Lelokim, you will be his boss. You will be the master of Aaron HaKoyen. Ki b'koychoi shel Moshe, also Aharon melchomo im hamateyoiz, because it's through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Talmud Chacham, that Aaron HaKoyen waged this war using that stick. Through which Aaron HaKoyen succeeded in extracting the whole life and holy sparks from the Sitra Achra, from Egypt. Kihu milchama gedoyla, because this is a major war. And one individual alone cannot put himself in danger by trying to wage this war single-handedly. Because the Sitra Achra might succeed in swallowing him up. Instead of him extracting sparks from them, they'll swallow him up also. Rak al yedei koychoi shel Moshe, it's only through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu that Aaron HaKoyen had the ability to throw the stick before Paroi, which was waging this war against Paroi and against Egypt. v'gam Pinchas, and also the second example that Rabbi Nezal brings over there in Likut Imran, the case of Pinchas, who went up and did battle against Zimri ben Solui, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, she'osa pliloi simkoinoi, whereby the Torah tells us that Pinchas conducted din, powerful judgment with Hashem. And Rabbein Ezal shows over there in Likut Imran that Pinchas used this tefillah bebchinas din, hakoil hoyo al yidei koichoi shel Moshe shetzivohu bazeh. What was the power behind Pinchas? Moshe Rabbeinu, who instructed him and commanded him to go ahead. K'moshom Rabbi Senes al b'Gemara Sanhedrin Perek HaNisrofim, as we find the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in this Perek, she'omar loy, that when Pinchas came before Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's supposed to be done? Isn't the halacha in this case that Zimri should be killed? So Moshe Rabbeinu responded to Pinchas and he said, Kraino de igarto, iulehevi parvanka. The one who brings the letter, the one who reads the letter, he should be the one to execute it. Meaning, you're the one who's coming to tell me what the halacha is, you go execute it, you go kill him. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave the command to Pinchas to go ahead and do it. And it was with Moshe Rabbeinu's power that Pinchas was able to wage the war against Zimri and to succeed. Paragraph Hey, Vezeh Shekosuv, and this is why the Pasuk says in Parshas Vezeh Sabrocha, Smach Zvulun Betzeisecho, V'yesochor Boi Halecho. Zvulun, be happy when you go out to do business, and Yesochor in the tent of Torah, learning Torah. Amim Har Yikro, nations will be called to the mountain. Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek, there they will bring sacrifices. V'chulu etc. This pasuk where it says that Zvulun should rejoice, the Gemara tells us that this refers to Zvulun going out and doing business, and supporting Yisachar, providing food and clothing, everything that Yisachar, the Talmud Chacham, needed. Vezehu smach Zvulun, smach daika. And this is why it says, Zvulun, be happy. Because when a person is doing business with holiness in this manner, where the main focus of his business is to want to support the Talmud Chacham, that gives the person doing business the ability to use that stick, that powerful stick, to extract all the holy sparks from the Sidra Achra, and Rabbein Ezal shows over there in Likut Imran that when we succeed in getting all those holy sparks out of the Sidra Achra, then we're going to hear the special song of the future, the song of the 10 types of song. She'oz tigdal hasimcha ma'oid. Then the simcha is going to, the joy and happiness is going to be on a very high level. U'kemavur shem batoyonal, as Rabbein Ezal says over there in the Likut Imran, ayin shem heitev ad asoif. Study that chapter 8 in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran, till the end. V'zeh shekosav Rabbein Ezal b'mokam acher. And this is also tied into what Rabbein Ezal mentions in a different place in Likut Imran, in chapter 13, in the first half of Likut Imran, Shemasa umaton hu bechinas se'u zimra usnu soif. Rabbein Ezal says there that business is a song. It's a song and music, because the terminology that's used in Hebrew to mean business, it's called masa umaton. And when the Pasuk in Tehillim speaks about singing, it uses the same two verbs, se'u zimra usnu toif, shu b'chinas masu matan, haynu kanal. כידי המסו מתן, שהידי זה מברן הניצויצוי סיידי מתי אויז כנל, because by doing business properly, which through which we're able to extract those sparks, הידי זה זויכן לשיר וניגן שישר לעושה. That leads us to that special song that's going to be initiated in the future. The song that's a combination of all 10 types of song. Interesting that today is Sunday, Parshas Yisroi, Tov Shin Ayin Hei. Yesterday, we read Oz Yoshir, which is the Shira Sayam. The Shira Sayam begins with the words Oz, then Yoshir. They will sing. The Rashi says it should have said they sang. It's talking about the song that they sang. So Rashi says, no, this is referring to the song of the future. The real song that we're going to sing when Moshiach comes. It uses the word Yoshir, Yud Shir. 10 types of song. Referring to the 10 types of song from which the Sefer Tehillim is composed with. And referring to the 10 types of song that Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on in this chapter in Likutei Moran, the Torah Tikkut Rechocha, which represent the ultimate in Simcha. We mention this in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. We say, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoidois L'Hashem U'L'Zamer L'Shimcha Elyoin. It's good to praise Hashem and to sing to Him. Alei Osor V'Alei Novel. The 10 that are played on the musical harp. Alei Osor, Eser, referring to these 10 types of song. Vezehu Smach Zvulun. And this is why the Torah says that Zvulun is going out to do business. Zvulun can bring about Simcha, Smach Daiko, Ki Hashir V'anigan Anal, because this song that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over here in Likutei Moran, in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran in the second half, this song is Bechina Simcha. Kamei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Alei Osoyer V'Alei Novel, Alei Higoyim Bechinor, Ki Simachtani Hashem Befor Lecha. That this song of the 10 types of song leads to Simachtani. That's the real Simcha. V'zehu, and this is why the Pasuk says immediately afterwards, Am after Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisecho, it says, Amim Har Yikro, nations will call out to the Shom over there, Shom Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek, and they will bring sacrifices. What's that talking about? Upirish Rashi, Rashi says, Sheyizgairu Huamim Al Yidei Schoira Shel Zvulun, that the other nations will come and convert through the merchandise of Zvulun. Rashi explains there that Zvulun was at the port. Ships would go in and out from the portion of Zvulun, bringing merchandise, buying and selling merchandise. So when the ships of these other nations would come, they would travel hundreds or thousands of miles to come to Zvulun to buy merchandise from them and everything. So they would say, once they came there and they did good business dealings, they would say, you know, once we're here already, why don't we travel to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, to go see their holy temple, to go see what the religion of the Jews is all about. And they would come and they would convert. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Rashi says over there, that the nations would come and convert through the merchandise of Zvulun. Hainu Kanal, this fits beautifully with Rabbeinu Zal's explanation. Kalidei Mateoi Zanal, because through this powerful stick, the Tfila Bebchinas Din, which is activated when people conduct business properly. Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this in paragraph Beis. How Parnosa and everything comes from the left side, from Din, from that Tfila B'Bchinas Din. And when will this really happen? When the person conducts business in order to support a Talmud Chacham. This leads to Geirim, Kimavura Batoiranal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Kutman, that's these holy sparks that were found in the depths of the Klipois that are coming out of the Klipois and coming and joining the holiness. Vesehu, and this is why the Pasuk continues over there, Ki Shefa Yamim Yinoku, they will be nourished and nurtured from the shefa, from the sustenance of the seas. Shefa yamim daika, the shefa that comes from the seas. Ki hu bechinas kriyas yamsuf, because this is exactly like kriyas yamsuf, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in the Kutimran, and we discussed earlier in paragraph Beis and Gimel. Shezochuos leshefa godoil. That's when the Jewish people was zeche to tremendous shefa, tremendous wealth. Shehu bizas hayam. This was the booty that they took from the Egyptians when the Egyptians drowned in the sea. Kimasu matan bigdusho hu bechinas kriyas yamsuf mamish kanal. Because a Jew conducting business properly with holiness is exactly the same as kriyas yamsuf, as we explained in paragraph Beis earlier. Shezoichen al yodoi l'shefa gotol shel ashirus, through which we're zoiched to a tremendous wealth of a tremendous flow of wealth. Vezehu ki shefa yamim yinoku, ki hashefa nimshach min hayam. The shefa came to Klal Yisrael from the yam, from the sea. Mebchinas kriyas yamsuf, by the splitting of the sea. Shenasa yidei hamate oizanal, which was accomplished through the stick. The Torah says clearly, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, take the stick and split the sea with it. Vesehu, and this is why the pasuk finishes there, usfune temune choil. Shekol hanitzoitzois hagdoishim show you sfunim utmunim besoich achoil. All of these holy sparks that were hidden, the word safon means hidden, in the sand, shehu hepech hagdusha, which is the opposite. Choil means sand, and choil also means weekday. Choil is the opposite of kodesh. Kodesh means holy, and choil means not holy. So all of these holy sparks that were hidden in the choil, within the domain of the unholy, k'may shekosu, as the pasuk says, ulahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachoil, in order to differentiate and divide between holy and choil. So choil means unholy. And now, by conducting business properly with holiness, by zvulun supporting yisochar the Talmud Chacham, through this, we extract all of the holy sparks, show you sfunim utmunim betoich hachoil v'sitrachra, which were hidden and buried in the unholy, in the domain of the sitrachra, al yedei hamatei oiz hanal, through that powerful stick, which represents all the effort, the power and effort that a person exerts in order to earn parnosa, in order to earn a living or do business. Paragraph of Vizehu Mashanif Sak Bishulchan Aruch Ein Hashutfus Nigmar Bidvorim Ela Bekinyin. And this will also explain why the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a partnership is not established with words alone, by verbal agreement. There must be a kinyan. Lefikach, therefore, kol dovor kefi kinyonoi. No matter, depending on what the partnership is regarding, if it's real estate, if it's jewelry, whatever it is, whatever kinyan applies to that item, to the object of the partnership, that's how the partnership is established also, through that same kinyan. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar kinyan shel kol advarim hu rak machmesh ha-sitrachra nechezes be'elu hanitzoitzoi shebetoi chamas umatn. The main reason why we require a kinyan is because the sitrachra, the tumah, is attached to these holy sparks that are found in whatever we're doing business in. Umehem boim kol hashinuyim shebemasumatim. And the sitrachra is the cause for all kinds of changes that people make when they're doing business, when people decide to change the rules in middle of the game. People lie, unfortunately, and all kinds of things. And it's for this reason that partners will not feel secure until they make an actual kinyan. Words alone aren't enough. V'chol ha-kinyonim heim al-yidei asiyah biyodayim. And just about all kinyonim that we talk about, a kinyan, is with the hands, with your hands. You pick something up, you move it. Kegoyim kinyan sudar, shemekabel ha-chefetz biyodov. As an example of kinyan sudar, where the person receives the handkerchief or whatever it is in his hand. Oy meshicha, or if he pulls on the item, umesiro, or giving over the item, vagbo, or lifting up the item, all of these kinyonim involve the hands. V'chol zman sheloy bo amasumatnu letoich asiyah shubchinas yodayim, loy nigmar hakinyon al yidei dvorim levad, ad sheoysen kinyon biyodayim. And so long as the transaction has not come into physical, into tangible effect, meaning into the hands, the kinyan is not completed with words alone. Hainu, ki yefshir levarer hanitzoitzit shebamasomaten kiim bekoyach godol. It's impossible to rescue and to extract those holy sparks that we're trying to extract in business without using major power. Hainu, as we discussed in paragraph Bays, it requires the tefillah bebechinas din of a very powerful tzaddik. Because in order for the sitra achra to be tempted and to want to swallow the tefillah has to have din, gvura, it has to have power in it, it has to have gevura, din, because that's what the sitra achra is attracted to. They're attracted to the left side, gvura, din. So this tefillah has to have major gvura and pa and koyach and din in it. Me'achar shu bebchinas din. Aval al yidei oitzma koyach shel bal koyach. However, because the one who gave forth this tefillah bebchinas din was a super powerful tzaddik, oimedes lo izois hatefillah bebeis habliya shaloi, this tefillah, when the sitra achra tries to swallow it, it gets stuck in his throat, v'chulu, etc., as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Shaideze muchruch hasitra achra lohoitzi ulohoki kol hakdusha shebalo kanam. And this ends up forcing the sitra achra to vomit, to throw up, and to return all the holiness that the sitra achra had swallowed up for a major period of time. V'zeu b'chinas asiyas masu umatn. This is the concept of conducting business. She'tzrichin lahamshich haparnosa al yidei eize asiyo daika. Which means that in order for a Jew to earn parnosa, he's got to do asiyah, he's got to do something. As the Pasuk says, Beirachecha b'choil ma'isi yodecha. Hashem will bless you with all of the actions of your hands. Ma'isi yodecha. You have to do asiya. V'ze b'chinas ma'shehuchroch Yaakov avinu l'slabesh b'bigdei Esav b'shvil l'kabel parnosa. And this will also explain why Yaakov avinu had to dress up like Esav in order to draw Parnassa, in order to receive the bracha of Parnassa from Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu had to dress up like Esav. Shehu habracha sheber chayovev. We're referring to the bracha which his father Yitzchak Avinu gave him, which was ve'yiten lecho ho'elikim mitala shamayim u'mishmanei oretz, a real blessing for Parnassa and wealth. Ki asiyo hubechinas din sheshom achizas esav, because the term asiyah means to do, also refers to this world that we live in, which is called the olam huasiyah, which is the lowest of the worlds, which is bechinas din. We know that the four worlds, atzilus, bria, yitzira, asiyah, correspond to the four letters of yud kei vav kei, yud, hey, and then vav and hey. So that Asiya corresponds to that last hey, which is Malchus, which is Din, Dino de Malchus Adina, Midas Adin, judgment. So Rav Nosson now says, Asiya hu bechinas Din, Sheshom Achizas Esav. That's where Esav is strong, has power. Shehu Loshen Asiya. His name, the word Esav, is Miloshen Asiya. That's where he is a dominant player. Bechinas Vahayodayim Yedei Esav. As it says, the hands are the hands of Esav. Ki ba'asiyo b'chinas yodayim shom achizas Esav. Because when we're talking about asiyo, when we're talking about the hands, Esav has tremendous hold over there. V'yakov hoyetzorech lahachnia akev Esav. And Yaakov Avinu had to work to defeat the heel of the foot of Esav. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, the yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav, that when Esav tries to get out and tries to stand up and go against the Jewish people, Yaakov Avinu grabs him by the bottom of his foot and pulls him back down. He tackles him. K'mayshekosu ba'toyer, now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, towards the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. And that's why Yaakov Avinu had to use that powerful stick, Shehu Bechinas Din, which represents Din, exactly. And that's why he had to dress up in the clothing of Esav. And we're told that he dressed up his hands. To make his hands hairy, he put the skin of the goats, the goat skin with the hair, the goat's hair, on his hands, said his hands should be hairy like Esav. K'may shekosuv, as we find that Yitzchak Avinu said, Hakoil koil Yaakov, you sound like Yaakov Avinu, v'hayodayim idei Esav, yet when I hold your hands are like Esav. Hainu, Ki Yaakov hislabei shesatzmoi bebechinas din, kedei lohoitzi miasitrachro kol chiyuso. Yaakov Avinu had to dress himself in din in order to extract from the sitrachro its whole life. Kedei lahamshich parnosa, shua brocha sheberchoi vanal, in order to draw parnosa to the Jewish people, which was that brocha that Yitzchak Avinu gave him. Umize nimshach, and this is also the reason behind why Jews have to do something in order to earn parnosa. They have to get involved in some kind of asiyah, doing something. We know that Hashem can give parnosa without us doing. Why do we have to do? Why do we have to go to work? Asiyah, work. Why? The answer is, ki tzrichin lehislabe shesatzmoi. Bebechinas asiyas hayodayim, shu bebechinas din, kedei lahamshich parnosa. We must cloak ourselves in this concept of asiyah, the hands, which represents din, in order to draw parnosa. Ki yevsher lahamshich parnosa ki ma'idei matayoyz. Because as we learned earlier in paragraph Beis, it is impossible to draw parnosa without using that powerful stick, the mate oiz, which is the tefillah bebechinas din. Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier that the reason for lack of parnosa is pigam abris, which started out by Odom Arishon. When Odom Arishon was poigam in the Eitz Hadas, and there was an act of pigam abris there also, that he didn't wait till Friday night for his zivug at the time. And because of that, Hashem gave the decree, be'it sovoin toichalena, that your eating will be with depression. You'll have to struggle to earn a livelihood. Because Rav Nosson Zal explained that in Parnosa there are many holy sparks. And through Pigam HaBris, the Sitra Achra draws from them. And that's what makes it so difficult to earn Parnosa. And the only way you can do it is through the Tefillah Bebechinas Din, like Kriyas Yamsuf. And Rav Nosson Zal said that's why it's called Gevurois Geshomim. Geshem, rain, from which all of our sustenance comes, is called Gevurois Geshomim. And he brought many proofs to this in paragraph Beis that we had earlier. Paragraph Zion, V'alkein, kol zman sheloi bo amas matan lo toich hayodayim ha'idei ze kinyin, adayin loi nigmar ha'kinyin, v'yichoyin lo l'shano es adayin. And it's for this reason that so long as the merchandise has not yet arrived in the hands of the person, the deal is not considered, through some kind of a kinyan, the deal is not considered completed, and it's possible to change. They can still change the parameters of the deal, the business deal. Kiadayin loynichna hasitrachro legamri. Because if it hasn't come into the hands yet, then you haven't defeated the sitrachro completely yet. Ki ikar hachnosa hu kishebo amasmat latoy chayodayim shurin esakinyan. When is the sitrachro really defeated? When the masu matan comes into the hands, which means there's a kinyan that's made. The hands represent the power of that powerful tzaddik, the Baal Koyach. Ki ikar ha-koyach hu bayodayim. Because where is a person's main strength? In his hands. Shehu b'chinas chof ches asvon demaisa bereishis. This is the concept of the 28 letters in the first pasuk in the Torah, which is called koyach Masa, the koyach of Hashem's power, his hands. We know that the word yad is 14, yudalid. Two yads is 28. And we know that the hand also has 14 parts to it. In the fingers, in the five fingers, the thumb has two parts. The other four fingers have three parts. Gives us a total of 14 parts. That's the yad. Two yads is koyach. So Rav Nosson says the main koyach is in the hands. Shaydezet, that's the chavches pirk in the odayim, the 28 parts of the fingers. Shaydezet yesh koyach lilchoy memate ois kanal. That's what puts the power into that powerful stick. You hold the stick with your fingers in your hand. Shehu b'chinas din, shehu b'chinas asiya som asumatan. That's the concept of the conducting the business, which is called asiyas masumatan. In order to extract all the holy sparks from the Sitra Achra. And therefore it's only when the object is acquired by the hands, when an actual kinyan was made, that's when the Sitra Achra is defeated. That's when you're really employing the koyach of the Baal Koyach, that Mateo is, v'oz nizbatlin kol ha-shinuyim. And from that point on, no more changes. You can't change the deal at all. V'nizkayim ha-mekach. And the deal is closed. The deal is established. Paragraph Ches. V'ikra kinyin hu kinyin sudar. We know that the most popular kinyin is called Kinyan Sudar, which is mentioned at the end of Rus, and it's mentioned throughout the Gemara many times. Shanu loim demoisoi mi posuk v'zois lefonim b'Yisrael al ha-geula v'al ha-tmura, that this was the custom among the Jewish people, al ha-geula v'al ha-tmura, when it came to redeeming something, lekayim kol dovor, in order to establish anything permanently, sholaf ish na'aloi v'nosan reyehu, one person takes off his shoe, he gives it to his friend, and through this, the deal is closed. As the Gemara expounds on this and learns out all the details of Kinyan Sudar. Ki ikar ha-kinyan hu banal. Because the main acquisition is being done in the shoe. Sheshom achizas ekev de sitra achra. That's where the power of the sitra achra, which is called the heel of the foot of the sitra achra, Akev Esav, the Pasuk speaks about. Shetzrichin lahachnioi, which we have to try to defeat. And al yedei hamatei oizhanal, by using that powerful stick. Interesting, in that same chapter in the Kutimran, Rabbein Zal tells the story of Oig Melech HaBoshan, this powerful king of the Sitra Achra who tried to block the Jews from getting into Eretz Yisrael. And he was a giant, a huge giant. How was he defeated? The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. His stick was 10 amos, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to jump into the air 10 amos. Through that height of 30 amos, Moshe Rabbeinu swung the stick, the top of the stick, and hit the heel of the foot of Oig Melech HaBoshan, and with this he toppled him and he destroyed him. He destroyed Oig Melech HaBoshan. And this is why the custom in the old days was that one person would remove his shoe and give it to his friend. To show that we have just defeated, eliminated the heel of the foot of the Sitra Achra, Akev Esav. Bebechinas v'yodoy oichezes b'akev Esav. The hand of Yaakov Avinu holds on to the heel of the foot of Esav. Shezeo bechinas shal no'olecho me'al raglecho hanemar b'moyshe v'yoshua. And this is also the concept of what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua when they were about to approach a very holy place. Hashem said, first take off your shoes. Shal no'olecho, take off your shoes, because the place that you're standing is a very holy place. Because the removing of the shoe represents a defeat for the Sitra Achra. V'alkein al yidei shlifas hanal, by removing the shoe, shayidei zeh nizbatel achizas ha-Sitra Achra, b'chinas ha-kev esav hanal, through that we eliminate the hold of the Sitra Achra, hayidei zeh niskayem ha-mekach hanal. That's what seals the deal, the business deal. And it's from there that the Gemara learns out all the other types of kinyan, shehim dumya denal, which are compared to the shoe. The Gemara says, ma, now just like a shoe this, so too these other kinyanim work in a similar way. Ki be'emes kol hachafetzim shelamasu matin heim bebechinas nal, bechinas raglin. Because the truth is, any business that's being conducted, whether a person's buying real estate or they're buying a car or they're buying food or they're buying anything, is all associated with the feet, with the shoes, the feet. Ki hamomoin hu bechinas raglin, because money is associated with the feet. K'mo yisham rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara says on the pasuk, ves kol hayekum asher baraglehem. And regarding that item which stood them up on their feet, the Gemara says, "Ze mamoinoi shel adam." This refers to a person's wealth, a person's money, shemamidoi al raglov, which stands him up on his feet. Vayidei shebo hachefetz shehu dum yedanal etoich hayadayim. Therefore, by the object that's being transacted, whether it's a camera, whether it's a bite, whatever it is, whatever the transaction is being done with, when that object comes into the hands of the person, that object which is similar to the shoe, in the case of Rus over there, Zeo bechinas ve'yodoy oichezes ba'kei ve'esov. This represents this concept of the hand holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav, because through the hands which represent this koyach of the balkoyach, this is how we defeat the heel of the foot of Esav, shemishom kol ashkorim vachilufim vashinuyim, which is the source of all the lies and all the problems in business that come up by people changing their mind and changing the deal, shemishanes dvorei chasishom. However, through the power of the hands, which represents that yad, that powerful yad of Kedusha, that tefila b'koyach, through that were machnia, the sitra achra, the lies and everything, v'oz niskayim hameko masumatin. And then the business, the deal can be consummated properly, you know, in a successful way. Paragraph Tess. V'alkein gam hashutfim ein miskayim hashutfus kiyim bekinyan. And therefore, not just buying or selling, but even establishing a partnership, it is not considered established unless they make a kinyan. Ki ikur shutfosam hu leschaber yachad l'melchama. Because the main reason why they're becoming partners is to join forces together in this battle, in this war. To extract all the holy sparks that are found in whatever they're going to do business in through that powerful stick. Therefore, it requires a kinyan, which represents the power of the hands, the mateois, so that the partnerships should be established permanently, and nobody should change the deal. Nobody should change the rules of the partnership. So that the Sitra Achra, which is the heel of the foot of Esav, which is the source of all lies and changes and all kinds of business problems. Therefore, we have to draw power from that stick, from the Tefillah B'Bchinas Din, Alidei HaKinyan Shebiyodayim, through the Kinyan, which is usually done with the hands, Shubchinas Koyach HaYodayim Anal, Kedei Sheyuchal Lachnia Akev Esav, in order to eliminate and subdue the power of Esav, Ulevareh Kol HaNitzoytzes Misham HaYodayim Masumatim, and to extract all the holy sparks from there through the business, Shezeh Iker HaShutfes. That's the main spiritual reason behind making a partnership. Baruch Hashem.